Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, September 11th, 2004, 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping the news, medical centers were overwhelmed with the wounded and dying in the aftermath of the hostage drama at a school in Beslan, Russia. World Vision's David Womble says they're helping in Christ's name with $75,000 of aid. As a Christian, Womble is doing his part to help short term.
Everyone that I saw in the hospital, I just assured them that they were in our prayers. God bless them for what they were trying to do. Certainly, the World Vision Network has been extremely supportive.
World Vision's also talking about opening a counseling center to help with some of the long-term emotional needs. Meanwhile, Christian aid workers in Florida are assessing damages from Hurricane Frances, with Hurricane Ivan threatening the state. This as cleanup continues after the devastation of Hurricane Charley just 2 weeks ago. Volunteers with international aid are determining needs and partnering with local churches to provide relief. Work crews will follow. Pray for the continued cleanup and many opportunities to demonstrate Christ's love to those in need in Florida. And Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're broadcasting the hope of Christ to the Romani, or the Gypsies, of Bulgaria. DeYoung says this outreach helped to start several churches despite ethnic tensions facing the people group. They're hoping to expand their broadcast as early as this fall because of the enthusiastic response.
The majority population often doesn't view them very favorably, and when they hear that God really loves them and Jesus Christ died for them, it comes as shocking good news. There's been an encouraging response to that, and we believe that with the expansion of the broadcast plan, that'll help even more.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.